Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you'll understand the 5 big reasons your team isn't doing what you hope and how you can get them back on track. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Welcome to the show. In this episode, you're going to get 5 obstacles to your team's performance that you might not be thinking about, and more importantly, how to solve them so that you'll improve productivity, reduce frustration, improve morale, and waste less time. So let's get right into it. If your team isn't doing what you would expect that they would be, they're not performing, you can typically trace that back to 1 of 5 things. And I'm going to put these in order for you. First is they don't know what to do. And sometimes leaders are really surprised. When I call these 5 surprising reasons, I really do mean this because in our conversations with thousands of leaders around the world, hear these all the time. You take a look at what the team's doing or what's going on and the manager's frustrated. And if you're in this boat, first place to look, does your team actually know what they're supposed to be doing? Easiest way to find out, go ask them. Say, hey, what does success look like? What does a successful outcome of your work do? What's the most important thing your role achieves? Ask them those kinds of questions. And if you don't get the same answers that you would expect, they don't know. And you don't want to beat them up for not knowing. This is up for you to be doing the communication to help them know. So a couple tools. If people are struggling with what to do, what does success look like? What are the main objectives? What does a successful outcome of their work do? Any of those kinds of things. You need to invest in your 5x5 communication. That's communicating 5 times, 5 different ways. Really varying how you're communicating, making sure you're communicating regularly, what those successful outcomes are. It's not just enough to do the task. It's what does that task actually achieve? So you're communicating consistently 5 times, 5 different ways. And then you're consistently checking for understanding. And you're asking them, what's your understanding of what we're doing here? What do you understand is the goal, the outcome, the critical element of our work? If you will do those things consistently, you'll solve for this first problem that people don't know what to do. Okay, let's go to the next obstacle. People don't know why they're doing what they're doing. And the reason that this becomes an obstacle is if people don't know why their work matters or how it interacts and connects to the bigger picture, frequently they won't do the things that make the biggest difference to the why. And so they get stuck doing a task because it's what they were familiar with or it's a way that they understand the world. And it's not that they're being stubborn or resistant to change or anything like that, which a lot of times we'll hear from managers. They're like, they're stubborn. They don't want to change. They want to do things differently. No, they don't understand the why. They don't understand the big picture. They don't understand how what you're asking connects to that bigger why. So your goal here, connect every what to a meaningful, compelling why. Anything you're asking, any element of a person's work, what's the why behind it? What difference does it make? How does it improve the customer's experience? How does it improve the team's experience? How does it make it easier, better quality for the next segment of the team? or whoever touches that product or service next. There's always a why, and if there isn't a why, consider getting rid of it. So connecting what to why is your second way to help your team perform if they're not performing. So number one, team doesn't know what to do. So we need to make sure 5x5 communication, we need to check for understanding, ensure that they know what to do. Second, we need to ensure they know why they're doing it. Now we get to number three. Number three, the third surprising reason your team won't perform, and this one we see all the time, they don't know how. And this one is a particular frustration for leaders and managers because frequently as a leader, you do know how. The how is very clear to you. You did it. It's one of the reasons you succeeded in your role and you got promoted in the first place. But many times we assume that people know how and they don't. And so we will use vague language. We'll tell customer service reps, you need to have more empathy. Okay, fine. What is empathy? How do I have more empathy? What does that look like? What does it mean? We'll tell team members, hey, you need to be more committed. All right, what specifically do you mean by that? Are you expecting people to work far beyond their stated hours? Are you expecting them to answer emails more quickly? What is commitment? What do you mean by that? How do I demonstrate commitment? So anytime you're thinking about somebody's lack of performance, if you can verify they know what matters and why it matters, next question is, okay, how do you do that? What are the specific habits, the specific behaviors, the specific activities that it takes to achieve that success? Can they share those with you? If they can't, then there's some instruction that needs to happen. And so if it's, you know, going back to our empathy example, maybe it's listening to the customer's concern, paraphrasing it in your own words. Whatever emotion you're picking up, maybe it's reflecting that emotion back, reflect to connect. It sounds like you're really frustrated. Do I have that right? I'm confident we can solve your problem. Whatever it is that needs to happen, you need to ensure people know how to do it. It's one of the most common problems is people just don't know how. So you want to break it down, make sure they've got the specific habits in place. Okay, so our first three obstacles, first three reasons that your team isn't performing, they don't know what to do, they don't know why to do it, or they don't know how to do it. Once we clear up those elements, there are two more issues that can really affect team performance and keep them from performing the way that you might hope. And this fourth one is again one, and the reason I call this a surprising reason is because it's so often invisible to managers, especially if you haven't been good about asking for feedback or really making it safe for people to have these conversations. This fourth reason is they can't perform. They can't do what they're supposed to be doing. And this can't can take a number of different forms. So, you know, one of the most common is that there's just too many things to do. And so there's no way that they could possibly achieve all of the goals that they're responsible for, everything that they're supposed to be doing at a quality level in the time and with the resources they have, at least not as they understand it. And so in this conversation, one of the ways to solve it is to use the tool we call Schedule to Finish. And this is one of those tools with so many different applications, but at its core, scheduling the finish means anytime you're turning an intention into an activity, into a real-world thing that's going to happen, you have a conversation about feasibility and competing priorities. Can we do this in the time that we're thinking about with the resources that we have available? Time being one of those resources, but there are others. Manpower, money, physical resources, whatever it is. And then once we've had that conversation and align on that we can actually do it, then we put it on the calendar so that we've got a clear follow through in place for it. When we don't schedule the finish, we allow all of those obstacles, roadblocks of too many commitments to come in. And so if people aren't performing, this is a way to help solve for that. We make sure that what we are expecting people to do is actually achievable in the time and with the resources they have. From there, if we've done all that and there are still reasons they can't do it, one of the next places we want to look for solving the can't here are systemic reasons. Sometimes there are obstacles or roadblocks set up within our organization that keep people from success and its unintended consequences. You know, a specific example of this from a previous client of ours was they had so many different, they'd been growing very quickly, and people had brought in all their favorite software for communication, project management, and things like Asana, Basecamp, Trello, things like that. And there were so many different systems in place that it was taking longer to document things than to even just do the thing. And so there were systemic reasons that were keeping people from performance. And so we need to have those conversations too and create an environment where we can actually ask people and get honest answers. Hey, if I could do one thing to help you achieve the performance, you know what to do, you know why to do it, you know how to do it. If I could do one thing to help you do that more consistently at quality, what would that be? And start listening to those answers. You'll start learning what some of these systemic roadblocks are. And then you can start solving for them. Okay, we're on to number 5. Reviewing again. Number 1, don't know what to do. So we solve for that with communication. Number 2, they don't know why to do what they're supposed to do. We solve for that by connecting every what to a why. They don't know how to do it. We break it down into specific, concrete, observable habits and activities to make sure people know the how. Then number 4 was they can't do it, either because of there's too many things going on or there's systemic obstacles and roadblocks. So we solve for those using scheduling the finish or having the honest conversations and removing those roadblocks as we can. Number 5, this is all about you. This is lack of follow-through. So lack of follow-through tells people that the task really isn't important. So whatever you asked, if you're not following through consistently, that tells the person it doesn't actually matter. So what does follow-through look like? It looks like 2 things, celebration and accountability. So on the one hand, if people do exactly what they were supposed to do, but you never acknowledge it and you never say anything about it, not even a, hey, that's great. This that really good job here. This makes a difference because. And there's never any of that encouragement. You don't have to do it every time. But if it never happens, you're telling people their work doesn't matter. On the other hand, if they don't do it, they don't follow through, and you've already solved the what, why, how, and removed obstacles, and they're still not doing it, and you never have the conversation about accountability, and this looks like an Inspire conversation, and to learn more about Inspire and how to have these accountability conversations, you can go back and check that out in episode 303. But to have that accountability conversation and say, hey, I noticed that this didn't get done, this didn't happen, how's this look from your perspective? What's going on here? How can you solve for this? How can you get it done? How can we make it happen in the future? All right, here's what I hear you saying. Great, let's commit to that. We're going to follow up here. If you don't have those conversations, you're telling people their follow-through doesn't matter. Their work doesn't matter. And when people think their work doesn't matter, guess what? They don't do it. So if you want people to follow through, you've got to follow up with encouragement, with celebration, and with accountability. Celebration and accountability are just 2 sides of the same follow-through coin. So there you have it. 5 surprising reasons your team isn't performing and the leadership communication skills to fix it. When you'll invest in making sure that people know the what, the why, the how, we've removed those roadblocks, whether they're too many things to do or systemic roadblocks, and you're practicing consistent follow-through and accountability, you are going to improve performance exponentially. And the reasons that people don't perform after that are easier to solve. Might be this just isn't the right role for them. Might be there really is a bigger organizational issue that you need to solve. But you can't take care of any of those things until you take care of these 5 practices. All right, if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And I've got a guide for you that you can print out and use to walk your team through these conversations, through these skills together, so that you've both got the language that's going to help you reduce your team stress, improve morale and productivity. And you can find that totally free, letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. Head over there, download that, start using those phrases today. Thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services. And good luck on your move there, Brooke, and Laura at Brook Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, clarify the what, why, how, remove those roadblocks, commit to consistent follow-through, and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.